We take a look now at the upcoming presidential campaign in this country. John Kerry, the presumed Democratic nominee, campaigned today in Quincy, Illinois. Speaking in that city, site of one of the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates, Senator Kerry called for monthly debates with his rival, President Bush.
Today, campaigns too often generate more heat than light. Candidates find it easier to exchange insults than to face issues. 6-second sound bites on the evening news and 30-second attack ads all day long dominate the airwaves of a great nation.
In fact, the Kerry campaign just this week launched one of those ads. The ads are starting early in this campaign season. The 8-month race to the polls is the longest presidential campaign ever. NPR's Mara Liasson spoke to us about what this means for the candidates, voters, and journalists.
Well, for those of us who have to cover these guys, I guess it's going to be a lot of fun. For voters, we're not quite sure. Like you said, we've never had an 8-month-long general election. And I think the first thing you could say is it gives us a lot of time for surprises and reversals. We had a very long Democratic primary campaign, and look what happened. John Kerry was the front runner first, then Howard Dean was the front runner, and then John Kerry came back. So there'll be a lot of time for fortunes of these two candidates, President Bush and John Kerry, to go up and down. We also don't know how voters are going to react. The two candidates are really going at it now. They're both running ads. They're both trading attacks. Are voters going to tune out? Are they going to get sick of it? What we do know is that right now, voters are historically more engaged than they've ever been in the process. In other words, they tell pollsters that they're paying a lot of attention on a scale of 1 to 10.
How do the candidates deal with this period and make sure that voters keep paying attention?
Well, that's a good question. This is a period that political operatives call the doldrums. And if you're a sailor, you know that the doldrums occur in those big bodies of water where there's no wind. And for a challenger like John Kerry, this period presents particular obstacles. First of all, he no longer has primaries to win every week, or at least to give him headlines. In other words, even there are a few primaries left, and he will win them, but he's not going to generate the news attention and the big headlines, Kerry's a winner, Kerry's a winner. So he's going to have to struggle to get press attention rather than having it just come to him. And when he does get press attention during this time, it might not be the kind that he wants. It might be scrutiny, reporters combing over his record. The other challenge for Kerry is that his campaign is broke. He did raise a lot of money, but he spent it all during the primaries, and he's not going to get an infusion of public funds until the conventions. Now, what Kerry needs to do during this time is to introduce himself, define himself to the great mass of voters that did not participate in the Democratic primaries. But the Bush-Cheney campaign wants to do that for him. And they're out there running ads that are painting him as a flip-flopper, weak on defense, for higher taxes. And John Kerry has to quickly raise money to get ads on the air explaining his side of the story. And also he has to give probably a long series of substantive policy speeches fleshing out his own governing agenda.
And what about President Bush? He's the incumbent. He's got this huge campaign chest. Is he just in the catbird seat right now?
Well, I would say that his challenges are less difficult than John Kerry's. He does have a lot of money. He also has resources that only an incumbent president has. He has the bully pulpit of the White House. No matter what he does, it gets news coverage. On the other hand, he takes credit or blame for all of the things that happen in the world, in the economy, that he has very little control over. There are some downsides for the president of having a very long general election campaign and a very long period between the end of the contested primaries and the beginning of the conventions. And both Republicans and Democrats have pointed this out to me. And that is that the president has decided that he needed to get engaged now. He has already begun to personally attack Kerry by name, as opposed to the traditional stance of presidents at this point in the campaign, which is to stay above the fray, let the surrogates do the slugging, but remain presidential.
NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks very much, Mara.
Thank you, John.